On the show today, we have NASCQ's President CEO Lucy Ito talking about methodology for overhead transfer rate calculation. Check it out. Welcome to the show. We have Lucy Ito from NASCQ's on the program. How's it going, Lucy?
Going great. Thanks so much, Mike, for having me.
You're very welcome. Thanks for coming back on the show, and glad to hear the snow is melting finally in your neck of the woods there in Arlington, Virginia. So
yes,
congratulations.
Yes. Thank you. Yes, the big dig out is underway.
The big dig out. God, I like that. Hey, we're talking about something else that's underway. It is the methodology for overhead transfer rate calculation presented by NCUA. And you had some stuff to say about it, and I thought it was very interesting. So let's have Lucy on the program to talk about it. So why is this, why is this methodology an unprecedented opportunity and long overdue? It's like I was researching it. It's been since 2003. That's quite a while now. What's going on here?
Even earlier than that.
Oh, wow.
Our concerns started back in 2000. That was when NCUA actually increased the overhead transfer rate to almost 67% at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been battling this for at least 15, really almost 20 years.
Wow.
And so we have been asking for clarity and transparency
mm-hmm.
on this question for a long time, and that's what makes it unprecedented that after 15, 20 years that NCUA has finally agreed to put this out for notice and comment.
Hallelujah. I can hear a collective hallelujah
right.
out there. Now, you pointed out there were some iniquities that you want to talk about. What are these iniquities that you want to be addressed?
There are a number of inequities, and starting actually first with just the transparency on this, you had started by saying this is a very technical issue. It is very difficult to grasp, and that's a concern of ours. It really shouldn't be so difficult that people can't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
The inequities start with NCUA serving as both the charterer and the insurer of credit unions. So on the bank side, you've got FDIC as the insurer, you've got OCC as the charterer.
Gotcha.
Because NCUA plays both roles and they have expenses for both of those roles, that's what really drives the inequity. NCUA decides what gets put into the overhead transfer rate, and that's supposed to be all insurance-related costs.
Mm-hmm.
Both time, NCUA has put everything that has to do with safety and soundness into the overhead transfer rate. That would be like the OCC transferring all of its safety and soundness costs somewhere else.
Okay.
When we know, even as the charterer, an agency has safety and soundness responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
What happens on the state side, so that's the federal side with NCUA, on the state side, credit unions pay their state agencies for safety and soundness.
Mm-hmm.
In the case of NCUA, NCUA is moving all of the safety and soundness costs for federal credit unions into the insurance fund. So essentially, the insurance fund is effectively subsidizing costs for federal credit unions.
Gotcha.
If NCUA and NCUSIF were separate, certainly the costs for federal credit unions would be far greater than they are today.
Oh my God. Wow. I had to do so much research. This is probably one of the most researched interviews to look back on this, besides the whole RBC thing last year. But anyway, that's a whole other topic. I mean, how important is it for credit unions to comment and weigh on this issue? I mean, it sounds like it's pretty, it had a lot of people raise a lot of eyebrows.
Yeah, it is. It's vitally important. Certainly, anytime the agency puts out a rule, it's our civic responsibility as a credit union system.
Yep.
To look at what's being proposed and comment on it. Certainly, in this case, given how difficult OTR is to understand and the unilateral nature of it, the fact that up until now NCUA has decided what goes into OTR without any other group being able to weigh in on that.
Okay.
So it's important that not only state regulators and state credit unions, but federal credit unions also preserve their right to comment and examine what NCUA is doing. Certainly, we've been seeking this comment for state regulators and state credit unions. And you know, after fighting for 15 plus years, we really need to take advantage of this one-time opportunity. I should note also, though, that the overhead transfer rate affects federal credit unions as well. The higher the overhead transfer rate, the slower it is that NCUA would be able to, for instance, pay off borrowings on the corporate stabilization program. Mm-hmm. It also, you know, you'll recall many years ago before the crisis, credit unions used to receive a dividend mm-hmm. from the share insurance fund because there were excess funds. Yep. The higher the overhead transfer rate, the less likely that there's ever going to be the excess in the fund that there used to be, which entitled all insured credit unions to dividends from NCUSIF. So that's something that's important for both states and federal credit mm-hmm. unions. So it's just like, you know, probably the landmark legislation, the Credit Union Membership Access Act back in 1998, even though that was something that predominantly affected federal credit unions in opening up field of membership. Certainly, both state and federal credit unions needed to comment on that and weigh in on that issue.
Gotcha. So what is the opportune outcome here, Lucy? I mean, what would you like to see happen after the after everyone's commented?
Yeah. You know, really what we want to do is shine a bright light on how the overhead transfer rate methodology is constructed, how it's implemented, mm-hmm. and why. Mm-hmm. Right now, it's this very mysterious methodology. We do think that there are inequities in the system, and that in shedding this light on the methodology, that these inequities will become apparent. Mm-hmm. Put in non-technical terms, basically the situation is this. Right now, there is no check and balance on the overhead transfer rate system. NCUA decides unilaterally what is going to go into the overhead transfer rate. Mm-hmm. An ideal outcome for us would be to introduce a check on NCUA so that it does not have carte blanche authority to determine what expenses go into the overhead transfer rate. There really ought to be a check on that. The system should look at what NCUA decides to put into the overhead transfer rate and make a comment, weigh in on whether or not those costs are reasonable.
Gotcha.
So it's all about checks and balances. And
exactly.
Making sure there's no carte blanche authority.
Exactly. And do you see this? I mean, with the GAC coming up, it sounds like this will be one of the top topics that will be discussed at that show.
You know, that would be wonderful if it is. It's such a technical topic that people tend to shy away from it. So, you know, so we certainly will be taking the opportunity to educate folks during the GAC. Yeah. And it would tickle me if it becomes one of the top topics.
Excellent.
During the GAC.
Well, we'll push it out there for you. All right. To wrap up, Lucy, where can folks find out more about this mysterious overhead transfer rate, so it's not so mysterious anymore? I mean, obviously, I think we can probably go to your website. I'm sure there's lots of other resources out there.
Yes, I would say starting at our website, where we have consolidated an array of resources, like a one-stop shop for folks, I would suggest going to NASCUS.org and click on, in the center of our page, we have something called OTR Resources. Mm-hmm. And there you will find historical documents, a toolbox, and then including most recently, the legal analysis that we had commissioned by an independent legal firm to weigh in. And their conclusion was that the overhead transfer rate, it constitutes a rule and should be subject to rulemaking, not just on a voluntary basis, but every time a substantive change is made, that really should go out to the credit union system on it.
Indeed. All right. Well, I love to bring things like this out to light, especially the mysterious ones, so they're not so mysterious anymore, and we're all on the same page. So thank you so much, Lucy, for taking time out of your busy schedule to chat with us today. I really enjoy it, and look forward to seeing you guys at the GAC and talking about this topic, getting it out there, and shedding some light on it.
Great. Thanks so much, Mike. See you in D.C.
Indeed.